Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And also in the studio, we've got some guests who are going to be talking about the Steampunk Festival.
We have indeed.
We have Vicky Cooney and Donna Jones. Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we're fine, thank you. How are you doing?
We're good. All good.
So what is the Steampunk Festival? And what? Firstly, what is steampunk for those who don't know?
Can I just say, I am so excited because we're bringing something completely new to the Isle of Wight.
Yes.
And I've had to research it, Maggie.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what it was. I just thought it was, you know, top hats and these goggles.
Yeah.
But it's based on Victoriana.
Right.
And so what you get, imagine, if you think about a film, think of Jules Verne,
mm-hmm.
Around the World in 80 Days.
Right.
Or Journey to the Centre of the Earth.
Yeah.
Or... I'm trying to think, who else, Vicky, who else have we? Doctor Who?
Doctor Who, anything like futuristic.
Right.
Films that you can think of. What's lovely with steampunk is you can put your own twist on it.
So you can do what you like,
you basically. Basically you can do what you like, but if you sort of think military jackets, corsets, top hats, goggles,
just for
the men.
Just the men.
And the thing that underpins it is obviously the Industrial Revolution, steam. So it's about this sudden emergence of steam trains and, you know, all those kind of different vehicles that were coming in, and railroads.
Yeah.
And also think of the mad scientist. Yeah, it was at a time when new inventions were happening.
Yeah.
So you've got the mad scientist, the mad doctor, you've got the cowboys, you know, and the sort of cowgirls. You've got the pirates. There are so many spin-offs to it. And
okay.
That's the bit that we're loving about the costume side of it
right,
all.
Right, yes.
It's a family event.
And, of course, Kieran's involved as well, isn't he?
Yes.
And when he gets his costumes on, he's about 96 foot tall, isn't he?
He is at least 96 foot tall. But, yes, White Hot Pikes will be headlining on the Saturday night. But we have got over 50 people coming to entertain, bands, street entertainers. A lot are coming from the mainland, so we're really lucky. And some of these bands are very well known in the steampunk world.
Oh, right.
So, you know, those that are used to steampunk will recognise a lot of them.
Okay.
Is it diverse music? Not all the same as White Hot Pipes.
No, not the same as White Hot Pipes.
Right.
Every
not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, definitely not. I'm biased, obviously. White Hot Pipes is very White Hot Pipes. They're unique. But obviously the bands that we've got coming, they're all very different.
Yes.
So it should suit most tastes.
Okay.
We've got lots of venues around, in and around Ryde. So the Steampunk Festival is on from the 20th to the 22nd of September.
Oh, right.
And in the day, it will be centred around the town of Ryde. So starting from the Star Coffee and Ale House at the top of Ryde, coming right down.
Right.
The shops are getting involved. The Victorian Arcade is involved. And then you've got Eastern Gardens, where there'll be bands playing. There will be food. There'll be stalls. And that's a free event there.
All right.
And then we've got the Foo Bar in Union Street.
Yeah.
That will
yep.
be another venue. And the balcony.
Yeah.
The pavilion, that will be the evening event for Saturday night. We've got Esplanade Hotel. They are hosting a dinner on the Friday night. And again, there will be entertainment there.
Mm-hmm.
But all the information about the Steampunk Festival is actually available on our website, which is www.iowsteampunkfestival.co.uk.
That's simple to remember, isn't it?
So very simple to remember. So please, you know, take a look at the website. There's lots of information on there about
for children.
There's
street performers.
As Donna said, children.
As Donna said, it's a family event.
We can't buy children.
You can't buy.
You can sell them. Because we've got stalls, haven't we?
We've got stalls, and there's lots of children entertainment through the day as well.
Tell them about the teapot racing.
There's teapot racing, which is very steampunk, and children can take part in that.
How do you have
so it's a teapot that's got like a little engine in it and wheels, and it's a remote control.
Right, okay.
And salt
balls.
So Kieran actually did that at Tutbury Castle a few weeks ago, and he actually won it dressed as the Mad Hatter, so that was quite fun.
Yeah, so no teapots are hurt in these
races. There's tea
dunking.
Yeah, tea dunking, tea jeweling. Yeah. Tea jeweling, that
see
is.
How where long you can keep the
biscuit
malted without it falling apart.
Right, okay. So this being distributed around Ryde, are there any admission fees, that kind of thing?
So the events in the day on Eastern Gardens, that's all free. There will be a small fee for the teapot racing and the tea jewelling. But it'll be, I mean, don't quote me, but it'll probably be something like £5 entry.
Yeah.
And then the eve...
I was just going to say, there's an afternoon for spoken word, and that's £5 for the adults. But there's a section there from 2 until 3 for children's spoken word stories.
Oh, right.
And that's been done by TIS, T-I-S, TIS Tales. And they're professional, voluntary spoken word artists and storytellers, and they're fabulous.
Oh, right.
So we're trying to cater for so many different styles and interests. Some of the mad ones, it's very quirky. We've got the Saw Lady. She's going to be playing a saw.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yes.
Now,
yes.
The thing is, there's somebody that's doing the hurdy-gurdy.
Right, yes.
Now, that'd be interesting if your your listeners, actually come and tell us what the hurdy-gurdy is, because I don't even know what it is.
Well, it's a Dutch instrument, isn't it?
Well, you've given it away now, haven't you?
Yeah.
I haven't seen one for years, but it's a traditional sound you get at a Victorian kind of... If someone's trying to portray a Victorian market, there's always this sound going
there
in
you
the
go.
Background.
There
you
go.
There you go. You've got it, yes.
We've got Baron Fortitude.
Oh,
right.
yes,
he's off the island. But we've got somebody coming from the mainland called the Anti-Poet, and they do a show.
Okay, yeah, the Anti-Poets.
The Anti-Poets.
So they don't rhyme?
No, but they're very funny as well. We've tried to be eclectic and make it as the costumes and the styles, you know, as inclusive and different as possible.
So when is it again?
So it's the 20th to the 22nd of September.
Yeah.
Can we just give a shout out to our sponsors?
Of course you can.
So White Link, who have offered a good discount on the ferries. Mm-hmm. There's the Horsler Lift people. They're based in Ryde. They've kindly come in as one of our sponsors.
Good.
Adjeston Vineyard.
Yep.
See, we know they're famous for their blue, but they have kindly sponsored us.
Good.
And there's Cosmetica Clinics as another one as well. Also, please can you follow us on our Facebook page,
which is
Isle of Wight Steampunk Festival Facebook page.
Okay.
So give us a like, and we post on there a lot, so you'll be able to keep up to date.
Good.
As I said, if you go to the website, there is an awful lot of information on there, right down to what is steampunk, what should I be wearing, and all about the bands. You'll be able to read about the bands and also how much the admission fees are for the evenings.
Brilliant.
Okay, that's good.
And also, we are planning on going into probably a couple of carnivals, but definitely Ryde Carnival.
Right.
As our friends at Adjacent have kindly built fabulous airship. I don't want to give too much away, but it's very big and very steampunkish, so that, you know, people can give us a wave and a shout out when when we're in the carnival. We'll all be dressed very steampunkish as well.
Really?
And I'm making hats.
Oh, you're making
I'm
hats.
I'm making
that's
steampunk
right.
hats for people to
okay.
That's brilliant.
Sounds good.
Well, thank you, ladies.
We'll probably get someone to come and do a few roving reports, I think, down there.
That would be fabulous if you could. I mean, it will be amazing. Ryde will have never seen anything like it. And it's very exciting. And we really, really want this year to be a success, because our plan is that we will do it as an annual event. Please, please come and support us.
It isn't scary. Steampunk isn't scary.
It's not scary. No, but if you don't support us, then we won't be able to.
No, we get that. We get that. Yeah, fair enough.
Brilliant.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Yes.
Nice to see you.
Thank
you
for
inviting
us.
I wish you well with it, because it sounds like a lot of fun. And 22nd of September, you should be all right for weather ish.
Should be.
Yeah, you should be.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.